Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse my voice tonight. I have like something coming on. I don't know what it is, but I'm definitely going to be, you know, getting me some vitamin C and D and, you know, HMLO, MLP, whatever, to just try to get this back into perspective. But the show must go on. So I'm really excited about tonight because I get to talk to Hunter and I get to talk to DJ Easy. Now, let me tell you guys a little bit about Hunter for those that don't know. It's my job to get you in tuned, right? So here we go. Hunter is kicking down doors and making waves as one of the newest and freshest singer-songwriters in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, the hip-hop scene is never going to be the same because I already see what's happening with this girl. It's like, really? Really? How come I didn't know her when I started this show? Okay? Seriously. She's that amazing. And just to put it out there also, in all honesty, I think I'm in love with Hunter, seriously. And I say that on the strength of her track that I'm about to play, My Shoes. OMG, guys, OMG. When you hear it, you could totally understand why I'm so in love with Hunter right now. I think that every woman anywhere and everywhere can definitely, of all cultures and all ages, to a certain degree, can totally resonate with this song. I was too stoked, too, early. I was doing some research, and I came across the video because I had no idea there's a video. So wait till I put her on. I'm going to spank her one good time for not telling me about that. But everything that I envisioned in my mind when I hear this track is definitely what she, you know, displayed in the video. So it made it extra exciting for me. And for those who want to check it out, I posted it on my Facebook page. Check it out and leave your comment and, you know, just enjoy what she's, you know, bringing out here to the public, and that's just real music, okay? Definitely. And not only is she a singer, a songwriter, she has her own business. She does, you know what, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let you guys hear the track. Hunter will be on in a second, and then I'll let her tell us all the good stuff, you know, because I know you guys don't want to keep hearing me talk about it. So until time comes in where we are shining bright with our girl Hunter, I'm going to play her track, and you guys are going to be like, whoa, seriously? And I'm like, yeah, seriously. So here we go, My Shoes.
Walking in my shoes ain't no easy task. Trying to box with all my blues, or will my patience last? Can I say what I want to say without your censorship? Want to prototype my style, overlook the soul within. Some people like me, some people don't, I shall not fret. I'll keep on trucking, I'm not going to give it up just yet. Some people just want me to concede. Something in my heart tells me to believe, yeah. Walking in. Drink, had to stop, so I could think. Picked up my pen so I could write it all down, because I knew that I was playing to a musical sound. When I'm on the dance floor, when I bend my spine, I try to work away the pain that I feel at times. I know it ain't gonna help me if I keep it all in, so I wipe away a tear for my family and friends. And then I try to avoid the catastrophe when I set ahead and just to let me be. See, everybody needs a little time to think. Keep yourself on the right track, move your feet, because if you're going too slow, then your shoes will last. You can buy a new pair when you're walking fast. The path that I take makes my peace still. Take a walk in my shoes and I show you. Walking in my shoes, and paying all my dues.
It hurts.
Walking in my shoes, paying all my dues. Around the block I've been a time or two, you see. Sometimes I wanna step in someone else's cleats. Get on the field and play with someone else's team. But then I wouldn't have the gift that the Father gave to me. Some people like me, some people love my dirty draw. Still gonna be happy. Sometimes we cannot win them out. When my heart and mind just push and shove, my heart will always win because there's love.
Hurt,
hurt. Walking in my
My shoes. Really? Tell me that song isn't just, you know, hot. It should be the anthem for women everywhere. So if you're not in tune with My Shoes, then definitely get in tune with that ASAP, because I'm going to have to come see you if you don't. I am advocating this song everywhere, every day, to everyone. Okay? Check it out. Get in tune. And when she comes on, she can give us, you know, an inkling to where we can find her so we can stay in tune with Hunter the Great. That's what I'm going to call her from now on. So we have a few minutes before Hunter comes on. And I'm going to play a song. And, you know, I'm not going to do too much talking tonight because, as you guys see, like, it's really not good for me right now. But, like I said, the show must go on. And I just wanted to, you know, get you guys in tune with some motivation by Big Nix, you know, because we have her her manager coming on later on and give us a little inkling about her. And this one is called Motivation. By the time this is all said and done, we'll have Hunter on the line, and we'll be gaining some more insight on the lovely Hunter. So this one's Motivation.
Visions.
on winning. I diminish anyone who trust them and their possibilities. Seriously, I ain't worried about whether or not they feeling me, but I bet by the time I'm finished, you'll remember me. I'm waiting to the finish, but I'm already feeling like a winner. If I want it, I'ma get it, yeah. Nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me fly, yeah. Nothing's gonna knock me down. Everything seems clear once I started to dream.
So that was Motivation by Nikki McKnight. I had her on the show. For all those who missed it, you can catch it on demand. She's a really sweet, sweet, sweet person, and I admire what she's doing. So shout out to her, and I'll keep her song in Motivation in rotation. So without further ado, let's bring on Hunter, and let's get in tune with her, because it's a lot to talk about. She has a lot going on. How you doing tonight, Hunter?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can't wait to hear you. Yay!
I'm so excited. And you, first of all, you are just too much, Miss T. I love your daddy job.
Exactly. I was like, oh, my God, am I really going to have the chance to really interview this woman, this phenomenal woman? I mean, to me, honestly, and I'm not just saying that, I mean, I'm going to love you regardless, but at the same time, it's just like this song, My Shoes, has put me on a whole nother level of love with you, because it's so done. It's just like, I don't know, powerful. Powerful.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. I didn't write it. I didn't sing it. Thank you.
Yeah, that was one of those songs where it just really encompasses what I was going through at the time. And, you know, I was like, you know, even though it hurts to walk in my shoes, it hurts through it. You know, it hurts damn through it.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Hunter, for those who are just, you know, tuning in for the first time and getting to know Hunter for the first time.
Well, I have, I've been singing since I was, you know, a child, basically. And I went to college in Houston and came back and I still had a passion for singing. So in these last 2 years, you know, I decided to dive head first into it, you know, and I'm at a point now where it's like all or nothing, you know, and I'm excited about that because it's put me in a position where I'm consciously creating, you know, what I want to see. So that, you know, I'm just making it happen. I've been doing shows and, you know, doing music, you know, collaborating and meeting amazing people like you, you know, just all putting myself out there and going for my dreams. So it's been an amazing ride so far, and you know, I'm excited about where I'm headed.
Absolutely. So as a child, you already knew that singing was something that you wanted to pursue? Because, you know, growing up, we always say, oh, I want to be a doctor, a teacher, or something. Did you always know that you wanted to be a singer?
I did. I always knew. And, of course, you know, I'm an 80s baby. So Whitney Houston, you know, Greatest Love of All was the first love, you know, the first song I ever sung. And I sung it at church, and I think I was just so passionate about it. You know, I broke down crying afterwards. But I was one of those kids where, you know, everybody in the house would be like, okay, Keisha, shut up, please. You know, can you stop singing for a minute? You know, give us a break. So I knew from, you know, just a little child that was my passion. That's what I wanted to do. It made me the happiest out of everything, you know. So I'm excited to be actually doing it, to live it now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I noticed, too, that you perform a lot of live shows, which is awesome because there's not a lot of, you know, artists out there that's out there promoting themselves or jumping right into it like you're doing, so I commend you for that. When you're about to perform, what kind of things run through your mind? Are you nervous? Are you like, oh, my God, oh, my God?
you know, I used to be nervous, and every now and then I am still nervous. So I'll get a little bit of...
Hello, Hunter, are you there? Okay, I think the call dropped. So, yeah, hopefully she'll be calling back in. I don't know what's happening on the switchboard. You know, I have someone telling me that they can't hear me, and you know, I was trying to remedy that, and someone else in the chat room said they could, so now the song's dropped, so I don't know what's happening. Do you guys hear me in the chat room? Can someone type me and let me know? Anyone can let me know if they can hear me? Oh, okay. Thank you, Fee. Yes, Fee can hear me. Shout out to Fee and Tisha, which I know Tisha will be coming along pretty soon for always being supportive of the Intune Show. And shout out to Zine Magazine also. She's also an avid supporter. So you guys can check out zinemagazine.com and get in tune. Follow her on Twitter. And also definitely check her out on Facebook. She's doing big things. I love her to death, and I'm, you know, in awe of her mission. It's a worldwide magazine. It's going from one country to the next. It's doing big things. So check it out, Zehe Magazine at zhemagazine.com. Check them out, definitely. We're waiting on Hunter to give us a call back in. Hopefully that'll be happening in a few minutes. Until then, you guys, again, have to excuse my voice. I think something's happening, but I'm going to try to nip it in the butt before it goes into full swing. And while we're waiting for her to give us a call back in, let's just play a song and get ready for, you know, kill some time, so to speak, kill some time. So this one is called Crush by Kishara B. I had Kishara B on the other day, and she's actually an awesome, 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 awesome performer, actress, singer. I mean, she's awesome. And upon just, you know, I didn't know what to expect when I was, like, interviewing her, but she turned out to be, like, the best ever. I love her, and I'm going to keep advocating her. So tune into her song, Crush, and see why Miss P loves Kishara B so much.
You are currently listening to professional production. Please turn speakers up to an acceptable volume. Enjoy.
I see a new check, you fresh food. Love. This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Miss P, right here on the Intuned Show.
Yeah, so that was Kashara B. Crush, and that was Tracy Cruz. Check her out, too. She's a blessed individual as well with her voice. So we're back on with Hunter. Hey, Hunter, sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone died. I've been running around all day, so it died.
It's okay. Being a busy woman, that happens, you know? No one can understand, unless they're in those shoes, right? They
exactly.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else that you like to do in addition to making music?
I do. I actually run a couple of different businesses, and it's all centered around either helping small businesses and entrepreneurs and also independent artists. So my goal is to help as many people as I can to whatever their passion or their dream is, to be able to monetize so they can actually, you know, make a living their dream. You know, so that's what I do on the back end. That's how I make a living as I'm building up my, you know, my fan base and all the things I need to do in order to be a successful artist. I'm doing those things in the meantime. And it's just, you know, putting me in touch with more and more people. It's making everything move forward, you know, because my goal is to help people, you know. So that's what I'm looking to do. And it's been amazing so far already.
Absolutely. So why do you think you are so eager to, like, immerse into, you know, just, you know, doing all that you can in every area? What do you think that is inside? What makes you feel that way?
I don't know. I feel very, very blessed to be in tune with that fire, I guess. And I feel like it's a fire that's at the center of everyone and everything, you know, that's under creation. You know, and I feel very blessed. And I know that, you know, a lot of people, you know, may go through life never feeling high all the time for no apparent reason, you know, just because, you know, I understand that the blessing is in the breathing, you know, just the breath, you know, everything else is extra, you know, and I know some people will go their entire life not understanding that and having that real peace and joy, you know, so I'm good, you know, regardless of what happens. So I just want to touch people, you know.
That is so beautiful.
So I guess that's,
you know,
what keeps me going.
Right, exactly. And the reason why I ask you that, because I know that you're a go-getter. I know that you're about the community. I already know. I just want people to know what I know.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask that question, okay? So they can get in tune up to the real Hunter and what Hunter's all about. It's not about just the music. It's not about just business. It's about bringing people together and uniting forces. And that's deep to me. So I'm glad that you, you know, went off like that. Thank you, Hunter. Also, I just wanted to see, you know, what are some of the pressures, you know, that female artists have?
Well, you know, truth be told, I'm 32 years old, and I've kind of been in and out of the industry since I was 16. So I've gone through the moments where you may have a producer or someone says they can do X, Y, Z for you, and in order for me to connect you this way, you know, you got to spread your legs, or you got to let me touch you this way, or what have you. So as a female in a very male-dominated industry, I've been through that, you know, and I'm glad, you know, I'm grateful that I went through that. And where I am now diving, you know, head first, I'm so sure of myself, you know, that I go in like, you know, I'm a boss. So I demand a certain respect for myself because I respect myself. So I'm excited to have experienced everything I have so that people who are coming up in the industry, I can give them a little something extra and let them know, look, you got everything you need all by yourself. You know, you don't have to have anybody give you anything in order for you to realize your dreams. You know, you don't have to sell yourself short. You know, you have to work with people. However, you know, you have to work with people who respect you as much as you respect yourself. You know, so if everything is possible, you don't have to sell yourself short in order to make it where you want to go, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love it.
Well, so those are just, you know, and that's just one of the pressures, you know, the whole sexual thing.
Right, and I think that's the biggest, in my opinion. Because I'm learning that now. Like, I don't sing and I can't dance. I can't really do much of nothing but, like, talk. And that's why I think I do this show.
You're
but
brilliant
at the same
at it,
time,
by the way.
Thank you. At the same time, I just feel like, you know, as a female and being out there venturing out to, like, you know, different events and stuff that I'm invited to, that it is a big thing with men trying to get into your pants. Like, really? You know, like, what do you know about me besides my name? You know, you just see the outer. You don't know if I'm crazy, if I'm walking around with 10 diseases. You don't know nothing. You just, yeah.
Right.
So I definitely can understand that aspect of it. And that's excellent advice that you put out there. You don't have to sell yourself short to make it in this world. Yep. Definitely not.
You don't.
Mhm. So when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel?
I grin from ear to ear. You know, my face ends up hurting by the time it's over. You know, it makes me feel amazing, you know, just to know that I accomplished at minimum putting something out that can touch people over and over and over again. You know, that makes me feel good, you know. So, you know, I grin. I just cheese and grin, and it makes me float even higher.
Exactly. Because, you know, you don't even know. I said I was going to try to sing some of the songs to you today to show you that I'm in tune to it, but it's just not going to happen today because of this voice. You would just literally, your ears would start bleeding, okay? But my favorite part of the song My Shoes is when you said, you know, sometimes you want to step into someone else's cleats, but if you did, then you wouldn't have the blessings that the Father gave to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so deep. No, seriously, deep. Because imagine, you know, you can have a choice to, like, be someone else if you just put on their shoes. But then what would you have, like, learned? What would have been your life experiences? Would it be any different with this? You know, so to me, I just took that as, whoa, did she just say that? Let me rewind. Yeah, tell us about My Shoes, because I'm going to keep going there because I love it so much. What inspired it? I mean, of course, your life experiences, but when you were, like, formulating the formula to come up with this song, what was running through your mind? I mean, seriously, I'm amazed.
Well,
it's like you was a magician, and you said poof, and there was the words.
Well, I can tell you, I was already probably a couple of years prior to writing it, which was a good 7-8 years ago that I actually wrote that song, which is really crazy. You know, I had just gotten out of college, and I was, like, what I like to call on the path of enlightenment, where I was just hungry for knowledge about self, you know, and self-enlightenment and so forth. And, you know, a couple of years later, you know, I was out there. I had signed with some record label and gone through some things, and I ended up getting pregnant in the process. And so I was still determined, and I knew that it would be much, much harder, you know, and that my number one job would be being an excellent mother. I knew that it was still possible, you know, for me to reach my dream. And I was pregnant, writing, you know, and it hurts walking in my shoes and paying on my dues and everything. I think I knew even back then that everything that I was going through is exactly what I was supposed to go through to get where I needed to be. And I knew it even back then, you know, somewhere in my consciousness, and I think that's where that song came from.
Mm-hmm. For real. And I'm just going to say, like, we have a room full of ladies that I love in the chat room, and they're saying they love the song, they love the words, it's very powerful, you know, they love the beat. So you definitely, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, like, any woman of any culture or any age range can relate to this song. And I think that you guys got to go look up Keisha ASAP and download it or do whatever, which she's going to share with you guys in a few, how you can get in tune to that. But you did. I mean, I don't know, Hunter. If I was sitting across from you, I'd probably just keep hugging you uncontrollably because it's just one of those things that resonate with me so much. And I'm 35, Hunter. So it's like My Shoes. I've had them on like 3 years, a little longer.
Yes.
So it's like I totally just like, oh my God, this song is so beautiful. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, let me stop tripping over this song right now. Okay. Because I even have, like, my brothers and stuff coming over. They're like, oh, that's Hunter again. And I'm like, yeah, don't you just love it? And they're like, it's hot, it's hot. And I'm like, yeah, you can't love it because you're not a woman. Or are you? No, I'm just
kidding.
Well,
you know, I'll tell you, Miss P, one of the greatest things is when I'm performing that song live, having a whole crowd full of thugs talking about shoes, shoes. You know, that's like the best thing ever, like all these thugs.
That is so awesome. That is awesome. I mean, it has to be the best feeling in the world. Yes. She just, Felicia in the chat room said, oh, my God, did Miss P just reveal her age?
Hey, we are proud.
I had to go there. At one point, you know, I've been holding it in forever, you know, no one knows, and everyone has their, you know, hey, you're this age and that age, and I'd be like, no, a woman never tells her age, but, you know, I might as well be grateful and happy that I made it this far so far.
I know that's right. You know,
exactly.
It's all good. It's all grand, you know.
Exactly.
We,
so
who we are without our,
exactly.
our moments and our years.
Exactly.
So.
It goes back to the cliques.
Exactly.
So tell us, what kind of music do you have in your iPod? Because I'm curious to this.
I'm not going to even lie. I always, generally, in the deck or somewhere near, have in some Beyonce. I'll have Brandy. Also, I have a DJ. Her name is DJ Night Nurse. I will generally have one of her mixes in there because she does dub and electronic and all this different kind of thing. So I'll have her in my deck. And, you know, a lot of R&B and stuff. You know, and actually I do have in my deck a lot of my own music, which is so crazy. I hate to even sound full of myself, but I'm always performing. So I'm always trying to, you know, make sure that I'm on point. You know, I'm looking forward to not being so busy in the future with all the other business stuff so that I can, you know, listen to even more, you know, that's out there because I miss a lot.
Right. But I can understand that, too, because, you know, I have two brothers that actually produce and write as well, and they're constantly listening to their own words because you can forget them. It would be like a Milli Vanilli thing, you know? You have to constantly be listening to your thing or you're going to get played out there.
Exactly.
So I think that's a good, you know, formula to staying on top. So what influential black female, you know, artists out there do you respect in music?
I'm so sorry. Say that one more time, Miss P.
Uh-huh. What influential black females out there in the industry that you respect and inspire you?
You said a female artist, and I'm sorry,
uh-huh.
I'm walking.
That's okay.
You know, I really, really, as far as like a rapper or R&B or just any artist.
Just in general. Mm-hmm.
You know, I really, like I say, Beyonce in my deck. And the reason why I've been a fan of hers really since, you know, I was in school in Houston and I remember hearing her for the first time on a Master P track. And, you know, I fell in love with her voice. And then as I, you know, I followed them all the way through Destiny's Child and her own, you know, projects and stuff. And she just works so hard, and she's extremely smart about her business. And, you know, I know that was, you know, her dad and the team she had behind her. So it's, you know, because I'm a marketing head from my background, I just always admired how they did things and with such class, you know. So mm-hmm. as far as the industry is concerned and how to handle myself and how to be professional and how to, when I hit the stage, I'm giving 120% and I'm singing live. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sing on no background tracks, you know, over my own vocals, you know, at least. You know, I'm going to go hard in the paint every time and give it to you, you know, plus I'm going to handle my business. You know, that's my, one of my models as far as handling myself in the industry in particular. So I really respect her, you know, and her hustle, if you will.
No, definitely,
if I have
to get definitely. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely a go-getter. She's definitely, you know, she just went after what she wanted, and she succeeded on every level because of, you know, her driven ambition to want to be the greatest. So yeah, I understand why you would pick her out. She's definitely a good person to look up to, and so are you, by the way, Hunter. And I think that a lot of younger females coming up need to understand Hunter in every state and every country. So we're going to work on trying to make that happen, letting people know that Hunter is the one. Hunter the one, like your at name on Twitter. And by the way, people,
you know,
you guys should follow her.
Yeah.
You guys should follow her at Hunter the one, okay? Hunter the one. spell that one, O-N-E, definitely. So tell me, you know, when you get crazy and things get all jumbled up, because I know for me, like, I get blocked up so much because I try to do so much, and you are one that do a lot. How do you set that pace to just, you know, relax, de-stress? What do you do? What are some of the things that you do?
A lot of it, honestly, a lot of things moment to moment, and I look at what the moment, if I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling worried or some other, you know, negative emotion that I feel like is going to bog me down or bring me down, I deal with it right then, you know, and that's really how I handle it. I try to really take it moment to moment, and anytime I'm feeling a way that I would rather not feel, I deal with it right then so that I can, you know, get back to, you know, at minimum balance, you know, so that I'm not feeling weighed down by whatever the thing is, you know, that was bothering me. So I think that's my approach. I really, really, I try to take it moment by moment, you know, so I can stay float.
Absolutely. Do you have any pet peeves?
I do. I'm sure I do. I'm sure I have some pet peeves, but I have, honestly, with having my child and being in the relationship with that I'm in with my partner, it's like all of us are very conscious of our growth. So where it seems like we're always sharpening one another. So it's like I'm sure I have some things that really bother me. It's business. More so business-wise, I do. There are some things like a lack of communication that drives me nuts. Like there's so many ways that you can communicate with people these days. It's just, you know, there's no reason not to communicate. So I think that is one thing that drives me out of anything, and that's probably generally, is just the, you know, the whole communication piece. But, you know, it's one of those things where you can kind of show people better than you can tell them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think I take that approach as well.
Absolutely. I mean, Hunter, you are so grounded. It's ridiculous. You know, you're so grounded and no, it really is. I mean, I'm starting to look up to you and on another level now. Like, I'm already in love with you. I already love your sound, your music, who you are, where you're coming from. But if you take it another step, I don't know, I might have to go buy a ring. Seriously, okay? But, but
Now, Missy, my wife is going to be mad at you if you do it.
Hey, it's a joke, guys. It's a joke. So how do you manage, or should I say, like, maintain building yourself and your brand? Like, I know that you have other artists on the music side. So how do you maintain trying to build that, you know, doing the public relations as far as, like, you know, uplifting other businesses that need help, like Miss P's, and, you know, writing and raising your family? I mean, geez.
Well, really, you know, truth be told, the other artists that are currently under Face Entertainment label, they are also really their own individual beasts. And it's more of a situation where you have several people coming together who play a certain role, and we all have agreed to play those roles to the fullest with each other. You know, so it's not really me necessarily managing anyone else, manage their own business. I'm just there to give them whatever advice I can give based on, you know, my skill set and what I know, and vice versa. We really literally help each other and build one another, and there's only a handful of us right now. And, of course, the team is growing, but we also have, you know, an ever-growing network of people where it's, you know, we want to see the same thing happen, where you have all these people who are passionate about what they do, and they come together and they help one another to move forward. You know, so that's the type of climate that the business is, and it's also the type of climate that I try to, you know, spread as I do business with other people.
Absolutely. So tell our listeners, like, five things about Hunter that makes, like, five words that describe you. Hunter, five things. Five words.
Okay, I'm crazy, sane, you know, so I understand I'm a fool. I can act a fool. You know, that comes out every so often. Let's see. I have an 8-year-old, and my number one job, you know, as soon as I found out I was pregnant, you know, with her, was that I would be, you know, even if I failed at everything else in life, I would not fail at motherhood. That is my number one thing, is definitely family. Let's see. I'm on number three. Number three. I swim like a fish. Are these supposed to be like more serious things I'm saying?
Or no,
just
no, it's cool. I love it.
I love
I'm like
water.
A fish.
You know, I know a lot of us, you know, us minorities in white water for some reason, or so they say, but I think it's just a myth. let's see. I'm on number four. I have an older brother, and he produced my shoes.
Really?
DJ, and he actually produced my shoes and the majority of the tracks on my latest project. So we did a lot of it together, and I actually named it Platinum. You know, I'm not sure if it'll ever go there because I've grown so much, you know, since I wrote that material. But, you know, it's that's also something special to me. So we did a lot of it together. And let's see, number five. Wait a minute, what was the original question? Maybe I can actually answer it on my last.
Well, I wanted you to tell us five words that describe Hunter. So I just was looking for words, but it's okay. This is your time to shout. You say whatever you want to say.
Okay, one word then. I would say, light is what describes me. And I say that because, you know, a lot of people always talk about how big my smile is, and I've grown into my smile, I think, since I was a child, and I've learned how to use that, you know, to start a conversation. And, you know, I love now for people to tell, you know, to ask me, why are you always smiling? You know, why you always got a grin on your face? Because it gives me the opportunity to, you know, share with them a little bit of what's inside that makes me, you know, float and keeps me excited. You know, I get to tell them that I'm happy, you know, in a way that they will actually feel it and get a little bit of that light. You know, so I think my smile is my way of letting my light shine. You know,
love it.
The conversation.
Love it, love it. So, what other projects that you have coming up that we should be looking forward to?
Okay, there's actually a couple. The one that I really want you guys to pay attention to is going to be. It's a project called Mystic Verse, and this other rapper, I call him my brother. He's actually more of a lyricist. His name is Brennian Swift. We do mounds of work together, and we have, you know, since the beginning, I'm always at his shows, he's at mine type of deal. So he's one of the people under One Face Entertainment. But we have a group called Mystic Verse, and in group, my name is Waxing Moon, and he's Raven Looks Deeply. So it's on a whole nother, you know, cosmic, space-tastic, you know, electronic, you know, it's going to be some other things. And it's all centered around, you know, conscious content and a little bit of politics. Some revolutionary, you know, type thing. So I'm really, really excited about it. We're going to take it on a theatric type of level, and you know, I'm excited to see what happens from it.
Absolutely. So I call this moment pimp yourself, right? And when I say pimp yourself, my meaning behind that is just, like, tell us where we can find you, webs, you know, downloads, all of that. Tell people where they can follow you at, gain more insight, and stay in tune.
Perfect. You can follow me on Twitter at HunterTheOne. That's Hunter, T-H-E-O-N-E. You can go to my website and find everything about me, and that's onefaceentertainment.com or BusyBuilder, B-I-Z-Y, Builder.com. Both of those are mine. And also download my app on Android or iPhone. Just type in HunterTheOne, Hunter, T-H-E-O-N-E, all smashed together. And that's pretty much all my information. So HunterTheOne, if you Google that, you'll get, you know, 30 pages with me because I do, you know, search engine action. So
absolutely. And also Hunter has a business where she builds websites. Did we talk about that? Did we even bring that up? And I'm happy to let the world know that she's actually working on mine. And we'll be looking at that very soon. No pressure. So definitely if you guys are looking for someone to help you, you know, build an official website with fine lines, tell them why I'm telling them. Tell them what you do as far as that's concerned.
Sure, and I'll make it quick. It's basically I build blog sites and websites, and I do it for small businesses and also for independent artists. And I take all your social networks and I build your profiles and I connect them all to your website so that you can have a place to keep people coming back to and to get in tune, if you will, with what you have going on. So that's what I do. So, and it's, you know, all the way from the paperwork to sponsorship packages to EPKs, everything you can think of that you need as a small business or as an independent artist in regards to marketing and social media, I do that, you know, and I'm happy to do it, and I do it at a low rate because I want it to be about quantity. I want to help as many people as I can, you know, so that's what it is.
Yeah, definitely look her up and, you know, just do it. Just do it. If you're not, I mean, do it all. Like, download the music, stay in tune with her, check out her website, and definitely hire her for all your business needs because she's definitely on point, and I'm very happy that, you know, we connected and we're going to stay connected. We're family. You know, I'm happy about the progression that's happening with the site so far, so I'm really excited. Hunter, I thank you so much for coming on and having our listeners gain more insight on how awesome you are, and I'm more than sure that you will gain more followers after the show. You know, it's only going to be
gained. Thank you so much. I can't say thank you enough. I'll be thanking you till we're both in rocking chairs, I believe.
Okay. I'll be thanking you until every time I change my shoes. I will. Because I have a lot of them. So thank you so much, Hunter, for everything. And shout out to, you know, Mrs. Hunter and my little baby Niecy. You know, the little comment I made earlier was a lot of fun. I don't want nobody to take it personal.
We love you.
And, I love you guys, too. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for everything. And
you guys
have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Yay. Bye, Hunter. Yay. So Hunter is awesome, awesome, awesome. Love her, love her, love her. And I can't say enough about her. I'm really loving the direction that we're headed together as a family, of course. So we have Gossip Girl on now. Miss Jazz is going to put us in tune to all of the yummy stuff that's been happening. And, you know, she's been texting me, telling me I have to wait. So the wait is over. So now I'm ready to hear. Miss Jazz, what's going on tonight?
Hey,
yourself. I'm feeling anxious because I'm so anxious to hear what's happening in the world right now.
Man, it's a bunch of stuff. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, first. Now, to me, this is a weird couple. Maybe it's just me. But what I think apart, Roxy, everybody knows Roxy, I'm pretty sure. She was spotted holding hands with Eddie Murphy, you guys. They were gazing out into each other's eyes and holding hands out on the little coffee round in L.A. I mean, from the pictures that I've seen of them, they look pretty happy. So I'm just going to say I wish them the best. But
oh, my goodness. Who is Roxy, Ms. Jazz? I don't even know who that is.
Okay, so from 106 and Park. She hosts 106 and Park with Terrence J. I don't actually know about him either. But they host the show on BET. It comes out at 6 o'clock. And she's one of the hosts on there. Now, I don't know. I just wish them the best of luck and whatever they're doing right now. You know, maybe it's a fling. You know, summertime, people want booze. You know, so that could be it. I wish them the best and everything. You know, I got to throw a little Wayne gossip in because he's always doing something.
Oh, Lord, what's happening?
In the butt. Okay. Maybe about a couple of days ago, Lil Wayne tweeted, F Pusha T. Now, Pusha T was half of the Clips. They were a rap group that came out. They got signed by Pharrell. All my rap people out there who are listening, if you know about Pusha T, I guess Pusha T, on his song Exodus 23 and 1, he dissed Drake. And basically he said that Drake's contract was all messed up, that he was signed to Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say the N-word? Okay.
Uh-huh.
He said that he was signed to a nigga, they're signed to another nigga, they're signed to three other niggas. Wow. He just sounds like this, Wayne, Baby, you know, Brian Williams. He just all of them. Like, he just, this the whole YMCMB family. I'm like, wow, very well. So Lorraine was like, that's Pusha T and anybody that likes him or anybody that supports him. Now, I don't know if you should go around dissing people. Not right. But Lil Wayne took it, you know, took it for the family, I guess, and took up for Drake and them. But wow, just like saying that he's
right.
Fine.
Like, what made him say that, though?
It was just a diss record. Like, he dissed them. I'm like, wow. You know, Drake, he's been getting dissed a lot lately. The whole thing with him and Common, like, a couple of months ago, I was like, wow.
What was happening with him and Common?
I think they smushed that. I'm really proud that they smushed that because I hate to say this as much as I love Drake. He's going to lose that battle. Like, that beef, he's going to lose that as much as I love Drake. I mean, I'm a big fan of Common, though. I support Common. I'm from Chicago. So, you know, I have to stick with the hometown, you know, so. I don't know, but they smushed that, and I'm glad that's over. Like, all right, you guys. Next on my gossip list is Tamika Raymond. Now, Tamika Raymond is Usher's ex-wife. Sometime earlier this week, they had a custody battle about kids. Now, Tamika says that Usher is manipulating the media to make himself seem like he's this great big father, like, so people can go on his side. She says that people shouldn't fall for Usher's antics and all the hype because he just overdoes it. In other words, he's an actor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the court, and it was, like, during a break. Or whatever, like a recess. I don't know. I'm not, you know, a lawyer or anything, but a break they had. And the stuff was supposed to be off, but she had hers on. And Usher took a picture, like, he's, like, all sad looking. And she's all, like, eating Skittles and on the phone. So he tried to make it seem like she was happy and he was sad. So tried to make her look really bad.
Mm.
I'm like, wow.
Right. It gets messy.
Whatever makes the kids, you know, wherever the kids are happy at, where the kids are being taken care of well at, I mean, that's where they should go. I wish the children the best.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, they go to, you know, the right home without all the acting, putting all the acting stuff aside. I wish the kids, you know, to a good home or whatever. Usher should just stop with the antics because, like, every time, he's, like, trying to put Tamika down. Like, he's put Tamika down, like, not a girl with an ex-boyfriend or something. Like, oh, that's Santa, it makes me sick. Well, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, well, that's part of it, you know, because people want to win, you know. It's like you want people trying to gain sympathy because you're going through this whole motion. So people are going to play those cards against each other to try to make the other one look, you know, to gain sympathy. So that's common. That's common for people to do. I'm not saying I condone it, but just saying that that's common. People are going to do that.
Common.
Mm-hmm. So what else is happening?
Okay. Now, I laughed at this next one. I really did. I, like, balled up in a ball and laughed. Okay, I don't know if you know who 2 Chainz is. He's a rapper. He made, like, Riot and Getting It, I guess. Well, 2 Chainz was arrested on the 22nd for carrying brass knuckles. Like,
who got arrested?
2 Chainz, he's a rapper.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard of him or not, but he was on, like, Nicki Minaj's Bees on a Trap and Bees in a Trap and just, like, all those good. I like those songs. I don't know about 2 Chainz, but he was carrying brass knuckles. Now, I don't know if many people who carry brass knuckles anymore. Like,
right, that's so
80s. Right, I've seen them in my grandma's drawer, like, when I was 12. I'm like, okay, what are these? I thought it was a ring. They're just going to get I want to know how to use it because I would have been wearing it for a fashion statement. But he started carrying old school brass knuckles in his carry on. Must have been kind of hype, I guess. Maybe it made him gangster. I don't know.
But, I don't know either. I didn't even know they still make brass knuckles. The hell?
Me either. I'm like, what? But this is what his sources say. The people close to him say that they wear brass knuckles, but his gold four finger ring. Now, everybody knows
what brass knuckles
look like and what a four finger ring was like. I mean, a four finger ring, you know, doesn't it have something on the front, you know, like say something across it, like some words or something? I really just know a four finger ring that looks like brass knuckles. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing with that. I don't know if he's going to take it, have somebody redesign it, and make a ring. But as far as, you know, these people that in the police say, it was brass knuckles. Point blank period. It was brass knuckles in the man's back.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
He only got arrested for a four-finger ring. Come on now. But here goes the hype. This is what you texted about. It's one of the stories you wanted to hear.
Yes, I'm waiting patiently.
Okay. Yes, this is true, you guys. Trey did, in fact, slap a Kardashian.
Why,
it wasn't
though?
A girl, though. Yeah, it wasn't a girl, though, you guys. So don't think Trey going around slapping women or anything. He did not slap. Yes! I'm on the phone still! I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He slapped Rob Kardashian.
Did they say why?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just walking to tell you guys. Okay. Apparently, his entourage took over the VIP section at a club somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish this.
No, turn the TV back.
Come on. Give me a moment,
okay.
You guys.
Okay.
Okay. No, I did it. Okay, I'm back, you guys. Sorry about that. Now. I'm so fine. We got a puppy. She's all in everything. She was going through my purse. But she's so bad. Okay, but apparently Rob and Trey, they were at a club. And Trey's entourage, she had like 10 people with him, took over the VIP. But Rob was recording, I guess, for the new show or something. And Trey and his company heard about the cameras. And they were only a few steps away, and Trey could have stopped through it. Like, he just walked over there, and he was like, press the extra cameras out, blah, 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 and all this hoopla. And Rob thought he was kidding. Like, he thought it was a joke. So he walked up to Trey. You know how people try to talk to people, try to calm them down.
Oh, my goodness. So he slapped Rob.
So
did he get arrested?
No. Trey slapped Rob, like, slapped him hard in the face. And all Rob did was say, like, get up, come on, let's go. He just left the VIP section and left the club. Like,
wow.
He didn't fight that. He didn't do anything. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I would have been something. I don't care. I would have doffed the drink, anything. So, like,
I would have threw my drink at him. I would have stepped on his toe, anything.
But no, you hit me. Then I would have down something. I wouldn't care what it was. I would have done an ice cube, anything. Trey would have just not slapped me. And I just, you have to walk out. No.
Okay.
So I don't care how sexy Trey is. He would have been good through an ice cube.
Exactly.
Would have been
yeah, Trey Songz is a hottie pants. He is. He's really hot. I like him. But anyway. So Wiz, did you find out any buzz on that Kanye West situation?
No, I did not, but I will be coming back. I'm going to look into it some more.
Yeah, let us know, because what I'm hearing basically is that Kanye West wants his new girlfriend, Kim Kardashian, to change some of her looks. Yeah, so that's what is buzzing around. I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, don't quote me, but that's what I'm hearing. But, yeah, you check that out, and then next week you just get back to us and let us know, Jazz. Is that all for gossip?
I had one more, but, you know, I ended tonight, tired tonight. But I had awesome time with you guys tonight. Like, just all my gossip for tonight.
Thank you, Miss Jazz, for keeping us in tune to gossip. For real, for real, because I don't know what the heck be going on, seriously. So thank you. So thank you for giving us a call and letting us know what's happening in gossip. We'll see you next week.
All right, sweetie.
Bye. Yeah, so that was Miss Jazz giving us an update on gossip, you know, juicy, juicy stuff. You know, Trey Songz going around slapping people and, you know, brass knuckles, which I thought was in extinction, but I guess they're not. But, you know, we all have to do what resonates with us. So Jazz will be on next week giving us an update on gossip. So before our next interview come in, I just felt we should play one of their tracks. This one is called Bees Finished. So let's check it out. And if anyone want to call in, voice their opinion, you can do it in our interactive chat room or call 818-495-6975, and that's live.
DJ Easy Remix.
Oh, boy, we got a number one.
Man, this goes hard.
I'm reppin' triple double, my team rated next. Looking down from the top, a nigga, you ain't made it yet. It's Nick, Tammy Strange, we in this damn thing. TRN through 2 weeks, come get with the campaign. Yeah, I stay talking that sick shit. Spit game just real sick. Don't get hit with this venom, no beginner, boy, I is shit. Putting on for my city, represent for my squad. Throw it up for my hood, that's why every verse go hard. Never kept the flesh in no broad, left that job open for stuff. Got a mob of them on my jack. The when they all want me to love me. Still got a bunch of niggas don't like me. Act so pussy, it almost excites me. Keep growing my name like smoke. Well, at least that's let me know you think highly. I'm with McCool and we wildin'. Trip dub, bitch, and we bout. They say the streets feeding for that crack. You need a hit, then we got it. Your Knicks got that fit. And Tam got that slam. And Strange got that flame. Whatever your poison ain't no thing. Yeah, I'm rapping triple double. My team rated next. Looking down from the top. A nigga, you ain't made it yet. It's Knicks, Tam, and Strange. We in this damn thing, TRN through 2 weeks, come get with the campaign.
Watch me, time set. Me and my team, we step shit. Hall L telling me he's at. B's in the trap with a 32. That's the team and a pistol. Believe me, you don't want that. Where I'm from, make them fall back. 256, free black. When I come through, don't act. Talking about how we go back. That's the case, how you wait at? Where was you when the four flat? Niggas bugging, who I'm fucking. Chit chat about my Kit Kat. Throw that D to get the head cracked. If you know me, I'm about to rap. Raiding next, she ain't gotta act. About the camping, who is who, and how we move, like we do, just keep it cool. LAE, baby, I'm boss lady. You play Nick, you play me, and you don't know shit. When Strange pulled a 380,
I'm rapping triple double. My team rated next. Looking down from the top, a nigga, you ain't made it yet. It's Nick, Tam, and Strange.
Mm-hmm.
We in this damn thing. TRN through 2 weeks.
Okay.
Come get with the campaign.
Okay, I'm rapping triple double. My team rated next. First it's money, then it's murder. After that, we having sex. I bees in the trap, but this is not the same song. I got a gun about as long as an orangutan's arm. I suggest you remain calm, for your body gets laid long in a satin lined casket surrounded by flower baskets. Strange as a sick basket, he speaks in the third person. Killing rappers with verses and very little rehearsing. A very ignorant person, I'm pill popping and cursing. Something like Eminem, but a black grittier version. Water wet and I'm surfing, get money every excursion. Trip dub, rated next, oh boy, we merging.
I'm rapping triple double, my team rated next. Looking down from the top, a nigga, you ain't made it yet. It's Nick, Tam, and Strange, we in this damn thing. TRN through 2 weeks, come get with the campaign.
Yeah, so that was Bees finished by DJ Easy. She'll be on in a few minutes, and we're going to gain some insight on her. For those that want to call in, 818-495-6975, and that's live with Miss P and DJ Easy. For all those that are not in tune with each other in the chat room, definitely start exchanging information. We have Raylon Smile in the chat room, Raylon Enterprises, LLC.me, look them up. We have Tisha in the chat room. Definitely, we have Fee Sexy in the chat room. Definitely, you know, get in tune with everyone. Everyone in the chat room tonight is approachable. And definitely avid supporters of people that are, you know, supportive to the In Tune show and into them. So, you know, exchange information. I like that part of the show when everybody starts blasting their links and blasting their at buttons to follow and, you know, helping each other grow and empower each other that way. So definitely take the time to do that. DJ Easy will be on in a few minutes, so I'm excited to gain some insight on her. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Hunter again for being such an amazing individual that she is. Shout-out to her family, her little daughter. And, you know, I'm anxious, guys. She's been sending me, like, little tidbits of how the site's coming along, and I'm really, really excited about the outcome. So I'll keep you guys posted. And for all those who need those type of services, definitely get in tune with Hunter at HunterTheOne, and that's O-N-E, on Twitter. Definitely. So we have a few minutes, so let's play another song. And we're going to play we're going to play What a Woman by LaVert 2.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was LaVert.
You can find me in St. Louis.
That was LaVert. And LaVert 2, actually, and you guys can go to LaVert2.com to get the CD dedication. I have mine, autograph signed, copy, and I'm excited. So without further ado, we have DJ Easy on the line, so let's just pull her in so we can gain insight. How you doing tonight, DJ Easy?
Hey, how you doing, Miss P? Thanks for having me.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for taking the time out for us to get in tune with you. So let's just jump right into it. So I played the tracks. Is it These Finished?
Yes. Thank you so much for that love. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I also played Motivation by Big Nick.
That too.
Yay!
Yes, yes.
Yay. You know, you got so you guys are doing a damn thing over there, huh? Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I got started a while ago. I first got started in house music. A friend of mine, his name is Ben Robb. He taught me how to DJ. And from there, I always just had a love for music. I was in a rap group for a minute, so I did a lot of producing, writing. So music's always been my thing. My first love is DJing and producing. So, and from there, you know, I was in a group. The group, you know, we did pretty well. You know, we kind of disbanded. And so I always wanted to pursue music. So my thing was I wanted to have my own company, you know, not just music, film, videos. You know, we do graphic design. We do everything. We're a self-contained unit. So from there, you know, I did a few parties. I used to DJ in some nightclubs in New York City. Used to throw some parties. I had a sexy Sunday party. I've been involved with music for a long time, so it, to me it's only like a natural progression to keep doing what I'm doing. And I took a few years off because I wanted to make sure my company got straight first. Now that my company's straight, I'm back in it, and I'm back at it, so I'm on it hard now. That's why you hear a lot of me.
Yeah, exactly. So as a child, what did you want to be? Like, was it like music or growing up as well, just music, music, music?
Yeah, because from when I can remember, my mom, she was the reason why I started doing music, because you know how your mom puts you in like a, so you have to do an activity. So I signed up for the band, and I started out with a little clarinet, then I progressed to the saxophone. So I've always been involved in music, and my stepfather was a big music lover, so we always had music around the house, so I was always around it constantly. So that's all I ever wanted to do was music. I wasn't sure at that young age what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to be involved in music somehow.
Exactly. So how did you come up with the name DJ Easy?
Oh, yeah, everybody asked me about that name. Actually, how it started out, the spelling of it, because when I spell it for people, it's funny how they sound. I think like, E-A-A-Z. What happened was, you know how sometimes when you get like a Gmail or something like that, you have to put in a password? Well, every password I used when I was spelling it like E-A-S-Y, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't take it. So the only spelling that would take was that spelling. So then when I started DJing, I was like, you know what, I should use that name because it catches people's attention, it makes people notice, and it's a different way from spelling than how everybody else spelled it. So that's how I wound up with the name.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, I was typing it out today, and I'm just like, E-E-A, you know. But I like the uniqueness about it, so that's awesome. I was just kind of curious how you decided to go there. But it's creative, and like you said, it's an attention grabber, definitely, definitely. So how does your family feel about the whole music thing? You said your mom, your stepdad was into it, but your family and your mom and everything, they resonate with the whole music thing?
Yeah, my mom was cool with it. She was, at that time, she was just happy, you know, as long as we found something to do so we wasn't out in the street. So she was happy as far as that's concerned. But she's always been supportive of me, you know, pursuing it. Like, she don't understand it. Like, most parents, they feel like, you know, they want you to get a 9-to-5, something, you know, structured and, you know, one of those type of things. But she understood that wasn't me, so my family, for the most part, has always been supportive of my music.
That's awesome, because, you know, some people, family, they were like, oh, my God, you need to get a real career, you know how people don't consider certain creative things real jobs, like artists,
Oh, don't get me wrong, my mom was like that. She was like, I don't understand this, if that's what you want to do, but you should get a 9-to-5, you know, Monday through Friday. I was like, okay, sure, mm-hmm. But that wasn't me.
Like, okay, no. Mom, this is my 9-to-5. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This is what's happening, you know.
Yeah,
so you
can
only.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
I said, but as time went on, she kind of accepted it, so she don't hassle me about it like that anymore, so she's pretty good with it.
Awesome. You know, we have to force feed our parents stuff these days, you know. That's, I think that's what everybody, like, just accept it already, okay? This is what's happening, and keep it moving. So when did you, what venues? You said you played in New York, but I know being a DJ, you get to go various places. Which venue for you stood out the most?
I did this fashion show at this place called, it used to be, well, it probably changed the name now, because they change the names in New York all the time, but it used to be, it was a big venue called Rock Candy. I used to do a weekly party there, and I liked that. It was very spacious. I just liked it different because it was different types of people. It wasn't all the same type of people, so I could play a variety of music because I just don't like playing one style of music. I like to be able to play, you know, a mixture. You know, some places in New York you only can play certain type of music, whereas this venue I could play whatever I wanted, and it was that type of crowd. It was a diverse crowd, so it was. I liked that club out of everywhere I DJed at.
Right. The diversity that they showed was, like, you know, no hold bar. So, yeah, I could see how you can like that. So when did you start getting noticed, though, out in the clubs and stuff? Were you, like, doing what some people do, like making, like, mixtapes and pushing them around? And how did you get noticed?
That was my main thing. And like, a lot of people knew me from, like I said, I was in a hip-hop group for a while. And we had pretty, you know, nice little press on us. But people knew me from that, from being on the club and pushing my mixtapes and seeing me out like that, and a couple of events that they would come to, they would see me, different events I do. That's how people got to know who I was.
Right. So word travel fast, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. New York is big, but it's small, believe me when I tell you.
Yeah, I know. I'm running into people all the time that, you know someone I know. It's crazy pants. I'd be like, really? Like, you know her too? Wow, okay. Yeah, so you're right about that. So what helps you stand out from the other female DJs? Outside of the name, of course. Not to cut you off, but outside of the name. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the fact that I'm versatile in what I play. Because a lot of DJs... they play different music, but a lot of them stick to sometimes just one particular format. And I think that I'm versatile. Like, I could play anything and play it well, like whether it's house music, it could be disco music, it could be, I don't know, 1960s music. Like, I have a whole variety and diversity in my catalog, and I play different things. And a lot of times, you know, depends on the venue and where you're at, you're not really afforded that opportunity. You know, so you're kind of limited in what you play, but I always seem to get it in, even in venues that, you know, didn't want to hear certain music. You know, it depends on how you mix it, how mm-hmm. they accept it and they'll like it. Because a lot of places, they'll tell you not to play certain type of music, but I think a lot of times it's all on how you mix it. If you mix it and it's hot enough and people dancing, they won't care. They won't tell you that again. Trust me.
Exactly. Because I've been to – I'm sorry. Go ahead, DJ. Easy. I'm sorry.
No, because I'm saying I've done events where, like I said, that was told to me, like, where you don't want to hear a certain type of hip-hop, or they only want to hear top 40 hip-hop, or they don't want to hear the underground hip-hop or whatever. But, you know, I mixed it in a way where they didn't recognize it, or, you know, because people were dancing, so they didn't really care, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Yeah, because that's the whole point of, you know, hiring, like, the bomb DJ, because you want the party started, right? Right? So you want to be able to be like, the roof is on fire, bringing it back, you know, jumping up and down, acting crazy. That's what people want, because the more people enjoy themselves, the more they're going to spend money on drinks. The more they're going to keep coming back, the more they're going to keep flourishing in the club. So, of course, you know, they're going to let you play it, because they're like, hey, she got a thing going on, let it happen. People are drinking.
Yeah. Exactly. When you helping their bottom line, you know, they'll make exceptions for certain things, you know?
Exactly. So is it anyone in particular that influences your style?
Yeah. Well, I have five favorite DJs. I have DJ Premier, DJ Sus One, Coco Chanel, Diamond Cut, and DJ Kid Capri. Those are my favorite DJs. Favorite
Why? DJs. What about them that you like so much?
Well, DJ Premier, I mean, the name says itself, he's a legend. He never had a whack song, ever. You know, DJ Sus One, I like the way he DJs. I just like his whole style, his whole swag. I like him as a DJ. He's a good DJ. Kid Capri, he's Kid Capri. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, to me, probably one of the best party DJs ever. Coco Chanel, I I know dudes that wouldn't battle her. He's like, she's nice. Like, she actually, she was the first one that I saw that got me into interested in DJing, because I saw her. She used to be in a group called Kings and Swing. And I remember the first time I saw her, and I saw a female scratching, and I was like, that's dope. Like, and she actually was the reason why I wanted to be a DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I like her. I respect her a lot. She's great at what she does. And Diamond Cuts, I just like her style. You know, she's an up-and-coming DJ, and she's known. You know what I'm saying? But I like her style. I like her style. So it was my favorite.
Absolutely. And I love how you just kind of, like, remembered every person you just said. So that shows me that you really admire these people, and I love it, because you ask people that question, and then they're like, okay, what'd I say? And then, you know what I mean? Like, they're stuck. But you were able to go backwards and forth with those five people. I love it. I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm so impressed. Exactly. So, in your opinion, what makes a good party?
A good party? A good DJ or a good party?
A good party, because you DJ at the parties, right? So what makes it good for you? Like, what makes it good, the party?
Live people, keep the alcohol flowing, you know, hot music, you know, some great-looking people, and you will have a great party, trust me.
That's what I'm saying. See, because my party, I have one every night by myself. I could turn on the music, open up some wine, and just jam like I was in a club full of people.
Hey, people don't understand. You can get the party clapping by yourself at home, you know what I mean? You got the right type of atmosphere. You don't need like 50 people. You can have about one or two and get it popping.
Exactly. Because I was like, man, maybe one day I'm going to have to hire a DJ just to jam in here with me, you know, spin the records so I could just keep filling up my glass, you know, and just jam by myself.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That sounds like a great idea, actually.
No, I'm cracking up. I really don't want to go hard with the laughing, but I really want to just laugh because I can't believe I just said that. Like, hire a DJ and dance by myself, really?
Yeah, let me tell you something. You'd be surprised what DJs have gotten hired to do. So don't think that that's too far off of that nobody's ever done that. Put it like that. Don't think nobody's never done it.
So what are some of the crazy things, since you brought that up, what are the crazy, like, crazy events that people are just crazy situations that you've been in as a DJ?
Wow. Okay. Interesting parties. You know, people starts out with, you know, partying, and then some of the parties people wind up with less clothing on than what they started with. You know, those types of parties that I didn't know that I was DJing until, you know, I was in the midst of it, like, oh, my, oh, okay. All right, party hard.
Right, like, did I miss the memo on this one?
I missed the whole memo. I missed the whole script, everything on that. I missed everything.
Oh, man. Maybe I should become a DJ. I mean, if it's like that, I need to be at those parties.
Well, put it like this. You'll never be bored, put it like that, because there's always something going on at some party. Somebody's always doing something, put it like that.
I know. It's so exciting. It has to be exciting, you know, just, you know, never know what you're going to expect. It's like one of those things when you go out, you just never know. So what has been, like, the good and the bad, the ugly, as a female DJ?
Well, you know, because it's a, you know, male-dominated field. So, you know, they it's funny because a lot of times because of my name, and because I really, until recently, I didn't really put my – people used to always ask me why I didn't put my picture on Facebook and Twitter. And it was like, I said, unfortunately, in this business, you're perceived a lot of times by what you look like. You know what I'm saying? So I purposely used to always put out a lot of my mixtapes and, you know, and it would be funny because, like, other male DJs would hit me up and be like, yo, son, that mixtape was dope, son. That's hot. That's hot. And then I was like, oh, thank you. And then I was like, yeah, by the way, I'm a female. They're like, you're a female? it's almost like you're not supposed to be that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, really? Like, but if I know from other people that females that I know that DJs, when they put their picture up, it's unfortunate that if you don't quote unquote look a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not. Mm-hmm. They rate you more on how you look than your actual talent sometimes, which is unfortunate.
Right. You know, it's very true, and it's real. That's one thing about us being women out in the entertainment business. It's just one of those tricky things. Yeah. So what do you enjoy doing in your free time, DJ Easy?
Well, you know, I have a company, Triple Double Entertainment, so I really have no free time or life. I spend most of my time with that. So that's basically what I'm doing now, promoting one of my artists, the music that you played next. So I'm going to have you on the promo tour on that. Yeah, make sure y'all get that. It's available on iTunes. Support Give Music. You know, so right now, really, really in my free time right now, that's what I'm doing. We really going hard on this single. We want this. We want 100,000 copies sold, and we're going to get 100,000 copies sold. So we kind of like on a mini Southeastern tour we're going on. So that's where my free time right now is spent. But on a regular, my free time usually is I just listen to music and new music. I get a lot of music in, a lot of indie artists in, and I really like supporting indie artists. I really try to break a lot of indie artists because I know how it is, you know what I mean? So I try to support in any way possible. So indie artists out there, if you got something hot, send it to me. I will break your record, you know. So that's basically in my spare time. That's really what I do, you know what I mean, listen to music. And I'm getting back in because I used to produce, and I took time off from that, so I'm getting back into that too. So that's really my first love, DJing and producing. So that's why I spend a lot of my free time.
Right. So are you currently looking for artists to put on, in other words?
I'm looking for, like, I'm not looking for artists for me to manage, no. But I'm looking for indie artists. Like, if they, you know, like I do two mix shows, one on Sunday, one on Monday nights, you know, and if they want their, if I like their music, I'll play it on there, you know what I mean? And I'll put it on my mixtapes. I just believe in supporting indie artists because that's what we should do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't do that. You know, I'm one of the few that you'll find that I don't really charge people like that. A lot of people charge them. Like, every now and then, it depends on a certain type of mixtape if I do, but not really. That's not my style. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what I'm looking for now to, like I said, indie artists, if y'all need your record, your music broke, you know, send it to me. I'm part of the RWDJ record pool. You know, if we like it, we'll put it in there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I have a mix show I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. It's called the Hip Hop Minutes, www.hiphopminutes. Tune into that. And on every Monday night at 9 p.m. on www.nextradioonline.com, I have a mix show. I play all kinds of music. So it's not just limited to hip-hop artists. It's R&B, neo-soul, whatever you got, gospel, whatever you have. You know, just send it to me. Like I said, if I like it, I'll definitely play and I'll definitely support.
Absolutely, and that's amazing of you to do, you know, especially on, you know, the respects of, hey, I'm not charging, depends on how it's going down the project. Other than that, you can just send me your stuff and we can see what happens. That's definitely, you know, awesome of you to do. So I commend you for that big time.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You're the one who's doing it. I can't sing. I can't dance. I say that all the time. So. I just like to run my mouth. So this is why I do this.
No, but I just feel like, well, like it's just, you know, it's hard enough out there for them. And, you know, and I know from being an artist, so when I was an artist, so I understand all that, you know, and, you know, so that's why I try to give back any way possible, you know what I mean? And that's, this, to me, it's like, this is the least I could do, you know what I'm saying? So when I get in a higher position, then I'll be able to do more. But right now, you know, there's no problem for me to do something like that, not at all.
Absolutely. So how do you respond to, like, negative feedback? Because, you know, there's the good, the bad, the ugly in anything you do. Don't matter what you're doing or where you're at in your life, there's always something. So how do you deal with the negative feedback that sometimes comes out of the entertainment world?
I don't really feed into negativity. You know, it's like, because I understand it comes along with the, like, it's millions and millions of people in the world. Everybody's not going to like what you do, you know, somebody's going to have an opinion, or, you know what I mean? So I don't, that doesn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, as long as me and the man upstairs is all right, that's all I care about at the end of the day, real talk. So if people don't affect me, if they don't like what I do, God bless them, I still pray for them. You know what I mean? Wish them well. Everybody ain't going to like what I do, and I'm good with that. So I tend to not pay attention, and that's one thing I like about my artists and the people that I'm around. We don't feed into negativity, or do we pay it any attention, because at the end of the day, like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, some people need prayer and pray for them and keep it pushing. That's it.
I hear you. I definitely hear you on that level, because I definitely try to enforce prayer all the time for people. You know, that's my mechanism when you get on my nerves. Instead of curse you out, I'm going to pray for you, okay? You have an issue. So
and
did
I,
you
I mean,
ever
you
think?
You gotta look at life like that. You gotta look at
no,
life.
No, it's
like
so
that.
True. It's so true. People will try to take you down, destroy you. But you know, sometimes I fall prey to that myself. No one is perfect. Someone say something crazy, I'll be ready. Like, what? Do you know what today is? Don't play. You know. But at the same time, you know, it's just like I know better than that, and I know that in this world that you're gonna come up with these challenges because it's not like I've been challenged once in my life. It's constantly. So it's just up to me to filter that in a better way. So I meditate and I pray on it and I ask God to take that away because I don't want to be, like, asking you guys to raise money to go towards my lawyer fees. Like, that's ridiculous. No.
Don't hurt him, man.
Okay, don't get him. Hold me back. Hold me back. No, but seriously, on a for real note, like, did you ever think that you would, you know, get to this degree in your life to accomplish what you're accomplishing at this point?
Honestly, I was just talking about that with one of my friends yesterday, and I am truly blessed because if you had asked me, like, a few years ago what I'd be doing, oh, you know how sometimes you always know what you want to do, but you don't know how you want to get there or how you – that's where I was. It's like I always knew I wanted to do what I'm doing now, but I was always like somebody in quicksand. I was paddling going nowhere fast, you know what I'm saying? So, but I, you know, I had to readjust certain things in my life, get priorities straight, and once I got focused on it and really – made up in my mind, this is what I'm going to do. You know, God has blessed me, and like doors have been flying open, and you know, I've been meeting great people. Been fortunate enough, you know, to have people like you have me on the show. So, nah, I'm blessed. Like sometimes it's kind of overwhelming, but you know, I take it all in stride, and I'm humble, and you know, and just grateful, and you know, just keep it pushing. That's it.
And thank you for that nice compliment. You're always welcome in your family. So, you know, my arms are open wide for any and everyone that's out here motivated, like the song, and doing all the good stuff that you're doing out here. I'm definitely receptive to that. And I'm also like you. I just want to, you know, uplift and empower and, of course, make a way for myself as well because that's part of it. You know, you do what you do for others, but you have to always remember self. So, with that being said, DJ Easy, the lines are lit up. So I want to, you know, kind of take some calls. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, holler at my peoples.
Okay.
Miss B, where you at? Miss B, where you at?
Okay, 706, you're on the line with Miss P and DJ Easy. How you doing tonight?
What's happening? Nick's in the building.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, you hear her? Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
Nick.
What up?
Nikki McKnight in the building. Yay.
Yay. She doing cartwheels, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even do a cartwheel, okay? Let the truth be known tonight live. Like, I can't do a cartwheel. Miss P does nothing, okay? But what's going on tonight, Nick?
I'm cool listening to y'all chop it up, man. I just got on work. I'm chilling right now. So, listening to y'all, and when this gets done, I'm gonna get to the music. So, you know, working.
It's like we team no sleep.
Okay, team no sleep. So for all of the listeners that are tuned in right now, Nikki McKnight is the one who that I played earlier and was giving her love for motivation, and is it B's Finish as well? So you guys can follow her on Twitter. Tell them where they can find you, Nick.
706 Nick. 706 NIX. Follow me, y'all follow right back. And you know, I'm on all day every day.
I know that's right. Well, thank you for tuning in, Nix, and we will, continue to support the mission that we're all on together, and I'll continue to keep you in rotation.
That's love right there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Nix. Yeah, okay, so that was Nick McKnight. Shout out to her for the love. Now we have 862 on the line with DJ Easy and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
What's good?
What's
Blink,
good?
What up, brother?
Yo, it's Blink. Blink in the building as usual.
Oh, it's Blink?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, Steven. Yo, Miss P, this, hold up. Before he go any further, I have to introduce my man. His name is Steven Blink. Get it straight. Remember that name. He's like the R&B maestro. If y'all need some hot tracks, get it from him. We got the follow single coming out, I Rep, that he produced. He's a dope producer, man. All right, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Bring what makes the beat shine. That's my motto. you know.
Yeah, well, Steve Bling, you know, thank you for calling in tonight. You giving DJ Easy a shout-out?
Of course, of course. You know, shout-out to DJ Easy, you know what I'm saying? She always showed me love, and, I mean, I always show her love. And you know, thanks to Strange for linking us together. That's my mentor, if you, I'm pretty sure you know the name.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people, you know, find you since we had this great, great big shout-out from DJ Easy for you? Where can people find you, Steve Bling?
To be honest, you can just Google me. I own my name. So, you know, just Google Stephen Bling, all one word, and everything will pop up, all me.
Yay, exciting. I would definitely look you up, Steve. But thank you so much for calling in tonight and showing love to DJ Easy.
Always.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, man.
Yeah, so we have 917. You on the line with DJ Easy and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
How you doing? It's just me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
How? What's up? This is Cam. Yo, Eve. It's Brian.
Yo, who this?
It's B.
Hey, what up, B? Brian, hold up. Before you go any further, man, this is my dude right here, B. He's a great dancer. He's a great graphic designer. Get at my man if you want work. Hey, B. Do your thing, man.
What's good? I'm over here showing some love. Oh, I thought I was going to miss the show. I was in the train station, like, right at 7:15, so I was, like, real paranoid about that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you made
it.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. Tell people where they can find you for the flyest dances and, you know, the graphics. Tell people where they can find you.
Most definitely. I don't really mess with Twitter like that, but... Instagram, you catch me on Instagram, you're up on with a post on Instagram. It's cam23_23. That's where you can find most of my picture artwork, anything else. You know, just get in contact with me from there, and, you know. Oh, my Gmail is also mediapro@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. So I'll look you up. And thank you for calling in and supporting DJ Easy tonight.
Thanks, DJ.
Yay, it's so much love. I love it. 410, you're on the line with DJ Easy and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
How you doing this evening? This is Caution.
Hey, how are you, Caution?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Easy, how's it going?
Easy, are you? I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well, let me tell you real quick. I'm Easy's manager, and it's always a pleasure to work with someone like her. She makes managing real, real easy because a lot of times artists has, you know, they have this false concept of what the business is all about. But Easy, she works hard, and, you know, it's a pleasure to work with someone that has that motivation, that push, and that understanding of the business itself. So... you know, it's enough where I'm building, you know, a station behind her, you know. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, so tell us more about you, like, in reference to, like, where people can find you and things of that nature, because you sound awesome. I like the energy that came across the phone to me.
I own Caution Media Entertainment, which owns KZone187.com radio station. I also own K-Zone HD, and the radio station that I'm building around Easy is Mixtape Jungle. And outside of that, we have Women in Game Radio and a couple other radio stations. So it's an honor, you know, after doing this for like 2 years with the radio station and managing for 10 years. It's a pleasure to find an artist and a business mind like Easy. So, you know. It's a small thing.
Yeah, and we appreciate. I don't know what happened to DJ Easy. Hopefully, she'll give us a call back. We only have a few minutes left to the show, but I just want to thank you for being awesome as well. You seem like, you know, you're the greatest ever, and I'm definitely gonna look you up after the show and connect with you. So, you know, we can only just expand and grow from here together.
That's what's up. It's a pleasure calling in and supporting Easy and all her endeavors.
Yes, thank you so much, Caution. Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, guys, so I lost DJ Easy. I don't know what happened to her. Let's see. I think I got her back. DJ Easy, is that you? Is that you? DJ Easy. Okay, I don't know what's happening. But okay, we only have a few minutes left to the show. I'm really feeling bummed about the fact that we can't conclude the interview for some reason. Her call keeps dropping. I don't know if she's in a bad place or whatever, so I do apologize about that interruption in between time and around time. However, until I can get her back on, I'm just going to continue to answer the phone so everyone can show her love. So when she listens back, she can definitely be in tune to what's happening. 708, you on the line with Miss P. DJ Easy, is it on? But if you want to give her a shout-out, that would be awesome.
Yeah, what's up? This Young Matic from Low Life Radio. I'm showing y'all support. Y'all doing y'all thing. I'm listening to DJ Easy. Where is she stationed at?
I'm not sure where she's stationed at. I think she's all over. I think she said between New Jersey and Virginia. I'm not 100% sure.
Because I had seen something like Dallas or something like that, but I haven't heard none of her mixtapes and stuff. But, yeah, like I said, my name is Young Matic, and I was hearing her talk and things like that. She said she played indie artists and things like that. But I'm all about that movement, and yeah, I just want to let her know for future references, she can hit me up at indiecharts.com/Matic, that's M-A-T-I-C. But I did want to get a chance to talk to her so I could chop things up and see how everything's going on with her and how she working and everything with that. But I didn't get a chance to do that because you didn't buzz me in until later on.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely just let us know again. Just reiterate, you know, what you just said about where she can find you at. And actually, the other artist that I interviewed earlier was from Dallas, Texas. So that's where you know, the lines are kind of crossed that. But I'm sure she would be more than happy to do and work with you. She's an easygoing, approachable person. Tell us again where people can find you so we can stay in tune with you as well.
Yeah, this Young Matic from Low Life Radio. I also have my own show, too. I had tuned in on the Internet, checked out your show, and decided that I had want to tune in and check you out and see what's going on with you. They can hit me up at indiecharts.com/Matic. That's M-A-T-I-C, and check out my music and see how they want to deal with that. Other than that, every day, all day, I'm just up in here just grinding, getting the music done in the studio every day, promoting. I got battles on the Internet, videos and everything, and I return the favor. Like I said, I got my own show, too, Low Life Radio with Young Matic. I appreciate it if you could check me out and give me some support. The same thing, I'm on air tomorrow at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Low Life Radio with Young Matic. If you check me out, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. My name is Precious, or Miss P, and I'm definitely going to check you out and definitely make sure that Easy knows that you're trying to get in contact with her. That's a definite.
Okay, is it all right if I give out my email
yes.
address? Maybe she can hit me up.
Yes,
okay,
please,
yeah.
Do.
Email,
please do.
Email is youngmatic40, that's youngmatic40. At hotmail.com, she can hit me up, just get more familiar with her contact information, and we can network or whatever you want to do with that. Because I was listening to the interview, and I was kind of getting interested in things like that, because I really, really, really not interested in other rappers or that source. But since she was a DJ, she's a female, I respect her for doing that. And I'm really interested in listening to her mixtapes and things of that sort, whatever she's doing, so maybe we could get it together like that.
Right, absolutely. And again, like I said, I'm sure that she doesn't have any qualms with, you know, networking, because that's what this is all about, everyone embracing each other on some level.
And I checked out the show. So what is this show basically based off?
My show, the Intune Show, is basically based on everyone getting in tune with self-awareness, with life, with the things around them, and the things that we kind of miss somewhere along the line in all this technology. So basically, it's just getting in tune with the world around you and the people around you, because every single person that you meet, whether you say hello or you say goodbye, has something to bring to the table. So basically, you're getting in tune with people that you never thought you would talk to. You're being things, subjects and topics that you don't address freely in an open platform are addressed on my show. So basically, in a nutshell, it's just everybody coming together and embracing that.
Okay, so how do you stay so calm and relaxed and cool like that with that voice and things like that, because you got a lovely voice, and where are you from?
I'm from New York, and I stay cool, calm, and relaxed because what am I stressing for? That's why so many people die early, stressing. So basically it's nothing to stress. You know, you have to set your pace in life with everything that you do, because if you don't, you'll fast way to the grave, and I'm not trying to go down like that. So that's basically
right.
It. So, you know, I appreciate you giving a call in. I'm going to take a few more calls for, you know, to represent DJ Easy because she couldn't conclude the show. But I'll definitely look you up again. My name is Precious, and I'll listen in. I wrote down you on from 1 to 3 tomorrow. I'll check you out and support.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, so let's see. DJ Easy?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what happened?
I don't know, T-Mobile, man. Yeah, I'm shouting out about T-Mobile. Got the voice service.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We
don't
have to.
Yeah. No,
I have T-Mobile, too.
I'm not even going to vent on T-Mobile right now. This is just, people who know me know about my phone, so as soon as I say my phone, they're probably like, oh, yeah, not that phone again.
Definitely. So we, I have some information that I'll push to you in a little. Basically, this young man that just called in, he basically want to connect with you. So I'm going to send you all his info. And when you play.
Yeah, I heard him. Yeah, send that to me.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I wasn't aware of whether or not you got a chance and an opportunity. And also your manager called in, Caution. She seems like she's really awesome. So shout out to Caution again.
Yeah, that's my people. You know, she's like probably one of the best people. Because I've been approached by people to manage me. And me and her, like, just where her mind is and where she wants to go in her vision, like, we both on the same level. And I just felt real comfortable with her because it took me a while because I've been approached by a lot of people to be managed. And I was never like, well, I was all right, but it was like her. She knows what she's talking about. She knows what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely. She's definitely a good person.
Yeah, she seemed that way, just like you. Like she just said, and you know, and I take it for what it's worth because you know it was some power behind it. Was basically, she's like getting in tune with people that's like you and getting in tune, you know, because who you are is what you gravitate to, basically. So
that's
I
true.
Feel like if you are an evil individual, then you're always going to be surrounded with bullcrap.
Yeah, I've been blessed to be surrounded by good people, so I'm blessed that way.
Yes, absolutely. So this is why I feel like so like yummy right now, because of the simple fact that I'm talking to you. We have all these great callers calling to support you. We have everybody in the chat room listening. And, you know, it's just an awesome feeling to know that people can come together and embrace each other's dreams. It's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shout out to everybody that called in. I appreciate all the love. I didn't know everybody was going to call in, but. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that's what you want, what you mean.
Can I ask you a favor? If
sure.
You see a 407 area code, please pick that call up.
Okay, I was just looking at that number. Let's pick it up now.
What?
Hey, you're on the line with Miss P and Easy.
It's about time.
You know what it is? Let me be honest with you. The lines are all lit up, and I started writing down the ones that I was answering. And then I started getting confused again.
It's all so out like, here. That's my boss right there. That's DJ Easy. It's Miss
DJ Easy, yes.
No, let me. Before she goes any further, I have to say, like, Miss B is. She's one of the heads of TRN, Team Rated Next. They probably one of the biggest promotion marketing companies out there. This lady goes hard. You understand me? Like Nick could tell you, like, ever since they started promoting us, like. They've given us a whole new audience to see us, and I just wanted to take the time to say I thank you so much, you, Cool V, Amber, Tez, Zoiz, Tam Tam, all of y'all. I appreciate y'all so much, you know, because you go hard every day. This woman lives on Facebook and Twitter. Trust me when I tell you. And, like, she goes hard, and I really appreciate everything that she does. So I really do. I really appreciate everything. We all, like, Triple W Entertainment, all of us, Nick's, it's strange. We appreciate everything you, Cool B, and all of y'all do for us. It helps us
a
lot.
We appreciate you, Miss P. It's that crew love right here. We love her. That's our boss right there. She goes hard for our team, and we definitely go hard for hers. It's all love. That's family right there.
Absolutely. So tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Miss East Coast B, MS East Coast B. And you can find me on Facebook as well. Just look for Divas on Deck, and I'm the Chief Promotional Director. Working with Team 3-2 over there.
Well, Just turn on Facebook and Twitter. She's right there. Just turn it on. She's right there. Just turn it on.
What's hey, see what's that on Twitter. You'll find me on Twitter, I promise you. I always be tagging Team DJE.
That's awesome, and we are, and I know for sure I appreciate the love because you know that's just me. I appreciate anybody that you know
definitely
can come together and embrace each other that way. That's awesome, especially for females because you ladies know, you know, women like to catfight and nitpick.
Yeah, we don't
know?
We don't allow none of that in my camp. We don't allow that's not allowed at all, at all.
Yeah,
at all.
Definitely,
you
but
get,
you know
you
the
get
point.
For that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get
that's. It's totally cool, and I understand what you that love that you guys share, but come on, as a woman, you already know that women are so like that.
Yeah. That's
they
why I said
so
I'm,
like
that's
that.
Why I said, that's exactly why I said I'm blessed and fortunate, because Ms. B and Amber, the, I call them the meow mix. They don't tolerate that.
The
right?
meow
they don't
mix.
Tolerate that. Yeah, you're right. That's what I'm talking about, the meow mix.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so cute.
They don't tolerate that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that they don't. And so people don't bring it to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's all love. It's all love.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I'm sorry I had you on hold so long.
It's okay. I really appreciate it. Boss, I want to tell you I love you. I respect everything that you do. And I'm proud to be working with you. It's all love here, boo.
You're the best, ma.
You're the Yay. Best. Thank you. Nice
You're
meeting
welcome.
You.
No problem, beautiful. Yeah, definitely. So it's awesome experience and everything. So tell us, do you have any upcoming things that you guys are popping off? Because we have a few minutes left to the show, and I just want you to plug that really quick if you do.
Okay, yes.
Hello?
Anybody, everybody, June the 22nd and 23rd, 232E, Triple Double Entertainment will be in South Beach at the Urban Threshold Music Conference. Nyx will be performing, so come out. It's a big event for us. We want, you know, we need all the support. We got our Florida people, Ms. B, who's just on the line. We got everybody on here, so just come out and support. We're really going hard. And like I said, Nyx, she performs everywhere, so anywhere you see it, just go out and support and really support that motivation. Like, I want y'all to take the time that y'all have to come to my Facebook or go to Nyx's Facebook and check out the story behind the song Motivation. It's a story behind it, a true story. And if you understand the story, you will understand the song even more, and you can relate to it even more. So definitely, like, that's the main thing we're doing right now. Like, we're going everywhere hard, really pushing this song, because we think it could help a lot of people, it will inspire a lot of people, and it's just a great song. And, you know, there's not a lot of great music out there, so that's where I'm at. But if you want to check me out, you can check me out every Sunday, 9 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard at www.hiphopminutes.com, playing all the hottest joints out. Or you can check me out every Monday at 9 p.m. on www.nextradioonline.com at world.nation. I mean, I'm sorry, the hotspot is on Monday, and the name of my show on Sunday is World Domination. Check me out on the hotspot on Monday. I play hip-hop, R&B, all kind of music. Like I said, artists, send me your music. If I like it, I will definitely play it. And other than that, I will be probably at a club near you because I'm mobile. I go everywhere. So I'll be at a club near you somewhere soon. Trust me. So, and at the end of June, I got 5 mixtapes dropping. So I'm getting ready to smack y'all in the head with a lot of music. So look forward to that.
Yeah. So that means that, you know, everybody has to get a whole bottle of Tylenol because she's going to smack us in the head with music and, you know, we're going to need it. He's definitely going to need it. So I just want to say, like, I'm totally hyped today that I had the opportunity to really get to down to know you and stuff like that. And like DJ Easy just stated, like, definitely get motivation. I'm an avid supporter of that because of the simple fact, the meaning behind the song, the theme behind it, you know. And for all those that didn't, you know, tune in at the time that I interviewed, Nikki McKnight is definitely on demand. So check that out. And you can figure, you know, find out why this song is such, you know, a thing that's happening right now and why they're pushing it so hard because, you know, it's beautiful. We're not going to spill the beans on that, though. But DJ Easy, thank you so much for the time. You know,
thank
I'm
you.
Grateful. And I love the direction you're going in. And know that we're family. So keep me connected, stay in tune, and I'll definitely be here whenever you need me and whenever you need to come back on updates for updates and stuff like that, and definitely just let me know so we can make it happen.
Oh, yeah, and I got something for you that I talked to you about off the air. We got the Loud Lifestyle T-shirts coming out for people who live their life loud, who work hard, play hard, who like the finer things in life, which I know you do. So
yes.
You got a T-shirt coming your way now just for you.
Yay! I love clothes. I love shopping. I love that. You made me excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
I know
you, so
you
much.
Were shopping. I know how that
yes,
is.
Yes, I'm a shopaholic. Yeah. We gotta leave that alone. That's a different show, DJ Easy. We gotta have to have you come back on and interview me about that. But yeah. So anyway, guys, support, support, support. Shout out to DJ Easy. Shout out to Hunter and all the listeners. And if you're tuning in for the first time, don't let it be your last. Stay in tuned. I'll be on tomorrow. I love you guys. Love you, DJ Easy. And I'll talk to you soon.
Love that.
All right. Bye. Yeah, guys. So definitely check her out. Check her out. You know. Definitely doing big things, and I'm loving the mission. Any woman out there that's motivated enough to keep it moving in tough times that we live in is definitely worth checking out. So check her out. So, guys, I'll be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. with Erin Margot. She's a professional celebrity trainer. So tune in tomorrow to get in tune with her. Until then, guys, have a good night because Miss P is about to shop online. Stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.